This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Sehr, wir nähern uns an das Bandende. Ich werde dir jetzt schon grüßen und Abschied nehmen und dir wünschen eine schöne, ruhige und nette Zeit. Und bitte, bitte nicht so furchtbar saufen. Bleibe davon fern. Das ist zu gar nichts ist das gut, dieses Saufen, glaube mir. So, das sind die drei Flaschen erledigt. Jetzt muss ich meine Bewegungen machen. Also, ich möchte dich jetzt grüßen. Send you my love. And tell you not to drink. And to be sensible. And I look forward to seeing you on my return in Hildesheim. But I hope, ich hoffe, als ich komme, dass ich dir in einem ganz, ganz anderen Zustand finden werde. Als das, worauf deine Bänder und Telefongespräche andeuten. So, jetzt muss ich meinen Morgen in Bewegung, meinen Physical Jerks, meine Gymnastik machen. Erst herunter auf zu die Zehen. Es will nicht, es geht. Immer weiter. So, jetzt kann ich wenigstens die Zehen anfassen, das ist schon besser. Jetzt will ich noch tiefer. Ah, jetzt sind die halben Finger schon auf den Boden liegend. Jetzt sind drei Viertel von die Finger auf den Boden liegend. Und jetzt kommt fast die Palmen der Hände auf den Boden zu. Runter. So.
And we have reached the end. Please turn over to the other track, to track two of this same cassette for continuation of this test. Please turn over to track two of this same cassette, cassette number two. Please turn over to track two of this same cassette. Please turn over to the second track of this same cassette. I seem to have judged this rather wrongly. I should have made my recording of this announcement slightly later on the tape.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And welcome back to Wavelength, starting a new autumn season today. And repeating now on midnight, or at midnight on Mondays. No longer Monday afternoon, so midnight Monday. That, of course, was an extract from the Seddon tapes, which when Captain Maurice Seddon left Datchet Cottage, his home of 50 years, he left behind vast amounts of material, including hundreds of cassette recordings of his phone calls. After he was taken into a care home, the local council set about emptying his house and grounds prior to demolishing the buildings. The majority of these cassettes were strewn across the floor, gathering dust and destined for a skip. As executor of his will, I was able to gather up as many of these cassettes as I could store, which resulted in numerous broadcasts on Wavelength, my radio show on Resonance 104.4 FM, and consequently, the Seddon tapes, as they became known, formed a 24-hour marathon broadcast commissioned by Ed Baxter, and then subsequently issued as a vinyl LP, the Seddon tapes Volume 1. Featuring these cassette recordings and that's issued on Paradigm Discs and has been available now for several months, I don't know, 6 months or so. Still several copies left available from Paradigm Discs or Paradigm Discs. And yes, so today we have a recently unearthed Seddon tape. And this involves a conversation between Captain Morris Seddon and his longtime companion, Anna Stubbs. And somewhere after about 15 minutes, possibly, we encounter the two of them singing I Could Have Danced All Night. This is the only known recording of Captain Morris singing, even though it is somewhat brief. Anyway, so we will press on there. Hopefully, during the forthcoming season, there will be more Seddon tapes emerging from the archive.
And Sue is five. I said, I cannot even have five people in my room. I've only got two chairs and a stool. I have got no room to put you up, and I can't cook for you. You can fetch the thing. I give you money. You can go to the Wimpy Bar to eat and drink there.
What an awful situation. Why must they bring that whole caravan of people to you?
They want to see me. They have the children. I haven't seen those children for 4 years.
Oh, I see, yes.
I don't even know how they look anymore.
No. No. Okay. Well, now, I always try and know in advance what I'm doing as far as possible. I would be grateful if you would let me know as soon as you can when I may come and see you.
Yes, of course I will let you know. I'm just as miserable about it as you, but it's Christmas and the whole room is full of paper and cards and I haven't even started the parcels yet.
I might even be able to help doing some of it, no. Who knows?
You cannot. You'll be in the way. You are not able to do it.
I'm sure I can. I can write addresses on them and tie strings together.
No, you will be in my way. When you are here, I can't do anything. You know that.
Oh, now you mustn't forget, at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, the 20th, you got your blood pressure test.
Yes, yes. It's all too much for me, you know. I will not anymore. From now on, I promise, I will not anymore do Christmas cards. This is the last time.
You shouldn't even do it now. I suggest you stop it. Just send those that are ready and do no more.
Yes, well, I've got a few more to do, about 10 or 12. So, Richard is coming to post them all for me, the parcels, and stamp them, and he can write the other 10 that have to be done.
Yes. That's a good idea.
He lives nearby. It's no good you coming from Gatcha just to do that. And we can't even be happily together because I won't be happy. I'll be under stress.
Yes. Well, I would get rid of them as soon as possible. Let him write the whole lot. And don't you bother with them.
Yes.
Und Belastung nimmst du auf dich.
Yes. Well, you could have sent that prayer thing. They would have been here on Saturday.
I mean, I can still put them. I can put them in the letterbox in the morning. Yes. But they won't. I mean, I listen a lot to the wireless, and the post office has been saying for many days past, we can no longer guarantee that anything posted will get there before Christmas.
Well, they said that last year, and they were all on time.
Yes, but bear in mind, this time it's much worse. The railways are not running properly, partly because they're all falling to pieces.
We don't need a railroad from Datchet to London.
Still got to get to London somehow, and yes, it probably normally goes in a train.
Yes, postpone them tonight.
But I can't. Tonight it's dangerous because of the hooligans.
Oh,
the hooligans are around from about 3 o'clock onwards until about sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning. I could post it. I can post it early tomorrow morning. Then they're not normally around. And that will then... But then the post, you see, doesn't leave till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's no good.
That's the only post there is here. There is no earlier post. And I don't think that posted tomorrow or tonight that it will get to you before Christmas.
Yes, it will. It will.
Well, all right. I'll put it in the post.
Yes.
All right, I'll put that down in my notes, post it. I'll post it at the crack of dawn.
You could have done it today.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, and I said to you, they're done, they're all ready, and I have put them in the sack which travels on the bath chair, and I continued and said, when next I come and see you, I will bring them with me.
Yes.
Why did you not then say, please put them in the letterbox?
I did say, please post them, and you said, no, 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 they'll never arrive.
Huh? That was in an earlier conversation. Not, but in the conversation where I told you they were all ready, you didn't suggest posting them at all. And in any case, I'm now still of the opinion that they won't get to you before Christmas. I'd be most surprised if they do.
Just put them in, please. They will be there on Saturday morning.
Right, or post prayers. I will post them in the morning. The post leaves, I think, at either 3 or 5 in the afternoon.
They don't do it on Christmas. They come in the morning as well in Christmas time.
That I can't tell you. I don't know. All I know is that there's normally a notice which says the time, which is either 3 or 5. I can't remember which.
Yes, well, never mind. What did you eat tonight?
I haven't eaten yet. I haven't decided what I'm going to eat. I shall probably have some pumpernickel with some cucumber and some cheese.
Yes.
I think that'll be it.
By the way, Iris bought a picture, Iris and Anna, framed all for me, lovely in a frame.
Heavens.
Yes, beautifully done.
Yes.
So I said, now you can choose. Do you want a bottle of port? Or would you like that new address book here? Or do you want some cheese? So she said she wanted the cheese. So I gave her the cheese for 17 pounds.
My God. Well, I mean, I hope she's pleased.
Yes, she was very pleased. I told her it's organic. But of course she didn't know the price. Was the price written on it?
I don't know, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
Yes, you said it was written on it.
Oh, yes, yes, wait a minute, it was. It's coming back to me now. It was rather roughly written on by somebody as a sort of afterthought. Not properly officially written, but sort of scribbled on.
Yes, like that Nico did it.
Did he? Could be. Was the Negro a he or a she?
Well, the one that served us, he was a dark-skinned boy, wasn't he? The cheese boy.
Yes, I think he was, you're right. Well, yes, it was sort of scribbled on.
You forget everything, don't you?
No, but it's coming back now. Yes, you're quite right. He probably did scribble it. I wonder if that price was right.
I can't believe it. I think £7 would be correct.
Well, bear in mind, it's an expensive shop, and everything organic is always expensive anyway.
Well, I'm not buying anything there anymore except the bread. Nothing anymore. And also, I bought some mango chutney for £2.99, a little jar that is £3, which I can get for £1.99.
But is it of equal quality?
Well, mango chutney is mango chutney.
I really can't tell you. I don't know anything about it. I don't eat it. Mango I quite like, but not in chutney form.
I like chutney with my beef.
Oh, I can't cope with chutney. This English vinegarization is dermaßen sauer.
English vinegar, it's sweet chutney. What are you talking about? There's no vinegar in it.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's different. I didn't know that. I get very upset when I'm offered in shops English red cabbage by a firm called Hayward, an English. It's absolutely uneatable. It's so full of vinegar, I just choke over it.
Yes, it is special stuff for special Englishmen. They have walnuts in the vinegar, too.
Well, it's absolutely uneatable. I just choke and splutter over it.
You choke and splutter too easily, my dear. Sweet and lovely, delightful.
Sweet and lovely, ta 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 dee.
And the roses in May, and she loves me. What am I going to say?
Go ahead.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings, have done a thousand things I've never done before. I do not know what made it so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
Bravo, magnifico.
You know?
That is often the case. It is often the case, yes.
When they are 70, they start already squeaking.
Yes. But of course, Iris is another case of a fairly deep voice.
Yes. Yes. When Iris was 78, I was 87.
Gosh.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I see. Yes. Yes, indeed. 9 years difference.
Yes.
Yes.
But she looks just as old as I do.
Oh, Lord. She looks absolutely mitgenommen.
Yes.
Ganz mitgenommen.
Yes, she looked old again tonight.
Oh, Iris. Yes. I suppose Stephen's death probably affected her badly.
Yes, yes. And then, as I said to you, sometimes, within a year, you change completely from a young person to an old one.
Yes, I believe it.
Within a year.
Yes. Yes, I quite believe it. It's partly, I think, the stress that people are under. I think that's one of the factors.
I think so. I wish that Ratchet Wilson would give me my money. He said before Christmas.
Well, would you like me to ring him up tomorrow morning?
No, John Palmer did it today, but I haven't heard yet the result. I said, will you please ring him? He said, yes, Anna.
Well, why does he not have the courtesy promptly to let you know the outcome? I think that's very nachlässig.
I was busy all day and telephoned and this and that, and then I wasn't in and I went downstairs and all that.
Well, surely, I mean, you could ring him now and ask him what's going on.
I will when I finish, when I dealt with you. One after another, wie man die Klöße ist.
Eine Sache auf einmal. Right, absolutely. I would ring him and ask him what the outcome is.
Yes,
I suppose, as you said, the man wants to make more and more money out of it.
I think so. My friend Mrs. Chavanaugh said, if you can help it in all your life, never have a solicitor if you can help it.
Really?
They are all crooks.
Yes.
I told you somebody owed her £4,000 for 20 years ago, and when the two solicitors had finished, she got £300 or something. They sort of finished the rest off themselves and went out shaking hands, giggling.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Good heavens.
Opposing solicitors.
How much money did they take?
3,000 and something.
Good God.
She was owed 4,000, and all she got was below 500.
My God.
She used it all up, giggling about, drawing it out, doing this, doing that. And she said to me, never ever take a solicitor if you can help it.
Well, I do think they do fleece one. And I had that terrible experience with that barrister fellow, you remember?
Yes. Yes.
Dreadful.
Yes. Well, you choose the most expensive solicitors.
Well, you see, I didn't have any option. I was up against very powerful people, barristers on the other side. Therefore, I had to have a barrister.
Yes. But
it happened that I had a barrister who was a client of mine.
Yes.
So I therefore thought, well, one hand washes the other in this world. He has paid me to do things for him. I will now pay him to do something for me. Little did I know what I was in for in terms of a bill.
Yes. How much was it? I forget again.
I can't remember what it was. It was something like £15,000.
Yes.
Absolutely frightful.
This money is thrown in the lavatory and pulled.
And absolutely. I mean, it was half my savings. It just went out of the window.
Yes. Absolutely dreadful, my dear.
Dreadful.
You had bad experience with barristers.
Yes. Yes. Well, it must be said that my mother also had bad experience because she had to engage very good solicitors for her divorce. And that was a fleecing exercise as well.
Well, then you should have learned by that.
Yes. Yes, but then what can you do if the other side has people like that working for them?
Better. You might have taken a little funny solicitor, you would have beaten them to it.
Could be. Could be right.
Bastian was very clever. He had a solicitor years ago, and suddenly he looked at the bill, whatever it was, I forget, £10,000, and he said to the solicitor, I didn't ask you to do that, therefore I don't pay your bill, and he gave him £1,000 and finished.
Oh, I think that's lovely.
I didn't ask you to do that, and he just didn't give it.
I think that's absolutely marvellous.
All this was wrong.
Well, he must have been very tough.
Bastian is tougher than they. He just looks at them with his stony, long, bloody face and says, I did not ask you to do that, did I?
Wonderful.
What could he say? The solicitor couldn't say anything. I certainly will not pay you £10,000. I give you £1,000 for the few letters you did. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
He was obviously immensely tough.
Yes.
Immensely tough.
Knew how to do things too, Bastian. He was very clever that way.
Really. Yeah.
He would have no nonsense.
Really? What a business. What a business. I think that solicitor was absolutely shaken to the core.
Yes, because he couldn't do anything, you see.
No. I suppose he'd never experienced anything quite like it.
Lovely, isn't it?
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What a business.
Yes, you could have said that to yours. You could have said, I didn't ask you to do that, to make this performance, did I? Here is £1,000. I won't pay the rest.
Yes. Well, it was all very difficult. It was a frightfully complicated thing, and it was all wound up in great bundles. It was like a ball of string. You couldn't get to the end of it.
Yes, but you could have said, all I asked was that and that and that and nothing else. Whatever you did with it, which was not according to my wishes, I do not pay for.
Yes. It wasn't, I mean, es war nicht durchsichtig. Man konnte überhaupt nicht keine Klarheit kriegen.
Bastian would have got the Klarheit, my dear. He would have said, now what is this for and what is that for? Was it necessary to do this and was it necessary to do that? I'm awfully sorry. If you are not competent enough to do it that way, the easy way, I shall not pay.
Yes, that was quite an accomplishment.
That is not your, that's your misfortune if you are not competent enough.
Quite an accomplishment, it really is.
They have to be told off. They
yes.
Do nothing.
That's right.
If you said to him, if you couldn't have done it the easy way, my position, that is your misfortune.
That's right. Good idea.
But you wouldn't say it, you haven't got the guts, have you?
Well, I mean, the fellow was supposed to be a friend apart from anything else, you see, which made it doubly difficult.
Yes, never mind friend or not friend, he wasn't competent. That's why it was so expensive.
You could well be right that he wasn't, perhaps he was not competent for that sort of business.
Yes.
I really don't know. I suppose there are barristers and barristers and solicitors, and each one perhaps has his special field.
Yes.
This one took it on and said he could do it,
yes.
But what a mess he made of it.
Couldn't do it, and charge you for it, all that money.
Yes, terrible.
Dreadful, dreadful.
Absolutely, unspeakable swine.
Yes.
There's an example of an unspeakable swine.
If he would have charged you 5,000, okay, but 15,000 is ludicrous.
It's enormous. Absolutely enormous.
Well, you lost that 10,000 by being too lenient.
You're probably right. And you see, the charges were, at that time even, all those years ago, something like £140 an hour.
Yes.
Now I'm told it's about double that.
Doesn't matter, he charged too much, okay?
Yes, I think you're right.
But it's too late now.
Yes, all over and done with.
Yes.
Water under the bridge.
So save what you've still got.
Well, that's what I must try and do. Well, depending on how this equitable thing goes, that seems to be in the dustbin. That's apparently conked out and can't pay its bills or something.
Well, but they pay the clients, I'm sure.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I don't think they'll pay the... I don't think, from what I gather, I think they're going to have to pay a sort of restricted, a sort of minimum amount, rather than the proper amount.
Yes.
They've had to stop trading. They don't... They can't take on any more business.
Yeah.
The whole thing's in a state of breakdown, crisis. Crisis is the word they use.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I've got government bonds. Unless the government goes bankrupt, I'll be safe.
Well, that's a very good thing. Yes, I think the government is reasonably okay.
Oh, yes.
Reasonably okay.
Couldn't possibly get down now.
I think Fifi may lose some money because the wireless was saying that the American economy may be going wrong. He has always said, oh, the American economy is so strong, my money is in dollars and it's all absolutely wonderful. Well, what I hear on the wireless now doesn't really confirm that.
And Fifi has her money there?
Most of it in American dollar business.
Well, that's very foolish.
Well, she sort of she praises the dollar and says it's a wonderful currency and it's everything is so massive and strong in America and so sound. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I stick to England. I always had great faith in England.
Well, I must say England seems to do better at the moment than other people do.
Yes, much better.
Well, it does. Darling, I must get on, sadly. It's lovely talking to you. I'll ring you again before I go to bed.
No, don't, because I go very soon to bed and I want to sleep. I'm so tired, darling.
All right, then I won't. And I must go to bed early anyway, because I've got to go to this dental thing. I've got another dental thing tomorrow. They put in a temporary thing only, and tomorrow I've got to have something better put in.
And what does it cost you then again?
That's some astronomic sum. I just don't know what it's going to cost.
You do waste your money on yourself, don't you?
But I mean, medicine is a top priority, isn't it?
Your vanity is indescribable.
No, darling, it's not vanity. My ability to bite determines the health of my stomach and all my digestive organs.
But you never could bite before that either. Could you bite in a nut, in an apple? Oh, no.
I could bite, indeed. Not perfectly, but reasonably well. But with this broken tooth, my biting is very badly impaired.
But, darling, 5 years ago, you couldn't even bite in an apple or in a nut then.
But, I mean, an apple is a thing that I've never entertained biting because I don't get on with apples in the raw form. Nuts, well, they're a bit dodgy. They've always been dodgy. The little bits get left between your teeth. I love nuts. Don't think they love me.
Oh, dear, dear, no, no, no. Your eating habits are not what is desired, really. Can you not bite in an apple? Can you explain that to me?
No, it's a question of taste. You see, I don't really... ein roher Apfel nicht im Sinne bei mir. I mean, gekochter Apfel, Apfelkuchen, Apfelstrudel und so, wunderbar. But a raw apple? No. No. It's too woody.
It's not woody. What are you talking about?
You have to chew and chew and chew and chew and chew, and then when the juice is gone, all you're left with is wood.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yes.
Everybody in the world loves to buy an apple. I've never met a person that didn't want to eat an apple.
Well, I've only once had an apple which was absolutely gorgeous. I think I told you. I was with Fifi in her car in France last year, and we stopped in a village to ask the way, and a woman had a bicycle with her, and the basket on the bicycle was full of apples, I suppose her apples, and she very kindly reached into the car and insisted on giving us each one of her apples, and they were absolutely wonderful.
Did you bite in it?
This was in Alsace-Lothringen.
Did you bite in it?
Yes, I did. And it tasted wonderful.
Well, then why do you keep on telling me they're woody?
Well, I mean, this was one unique apple, the like of which I've never had in my life before or since.
No, no, no.
It must have been...
had apples.
It must have been something very special in Lothringen there.
No, no. The English Cox's apples are the best in the world. What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I've never tasted an apple like that before. Absolutely marvellous.
You are not eating apples.
Well, I don't know.
Do you eat an apple?
As you know, I drink at least 3/4 of a litre of apple juice every day.
Well, that is not biting in an apple, is it?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, you do have some peculiar arguments. Anyway, you opened the bottle of apple juice in my house when you were here, and you put it in the fridge. And I didn't know it was in the fridge. So today I looked at it and it's gone bad, of course. And you only took one glass out and the whole rest is now bad. I have to throw away.
Oh, how sad. I shall get you another bottle.
Yes. since you better because you spoiled one of my bottles.
Oh, wait a minute. Take it out of the room downstairs. There are quite a number of bottles of apple juice there, in sort of cardboard boxes.
No, I don't go down the room. It's too depressing.
Get somebody else to get it for you.
Yes.
There are quite a number of them there.
Oh, in that room I get really sick.
Oh, dear. But they're on the right, and you'll find a number of them in sort of cardboard boxes. They keep indefinitely as long as the box isn't opened. Yes. Once they're opened, of course, they go bad.
You tell me you had the bottle opened. I would have drank it.
But I
don't look in the fridge, do I often?
I am so sorry. How silly of me. I should have told you, of course.
Yes, you
I thought that that was big enough that you'd probably just about see it.
No, no.
Oh, dear. What a pity.
Oh, it's sour and nasty.
Oh. Well, you can keep it as vinegar. Apfelessig.
No, I don't. Well, I see. I keep it a bit longer for you.
But it's very healthy as essig.
Yes?
Yes. You should drink a tablespoon of that every day. You can mix it with water or with whatever you like.
It's not apple cider.
Well, effectively it is. It's Apfelessig.
Apple cider doesn't taste like that.
Oh.
Bottle of apple cider.
Oh.
But it doesn't taste like it at all.
Oh, well, then perhaps it has gone bad.
Yes.
In that case, it has to be thrown out.
Yes. Okay. Well, I say goodbye until tomorrow morning.
Sleep well, darling.
You too. Bye.
Yes. Yeah.
Or in a nice little hotel, you know.
Yes. Well, there's another possibility.
And to do nothing at all, just to sit and go for little walks and laugh in deep and gotten good and one fine.
Well, if you envisage a little hotel, in what country do you envisage that?
Well, it depends on the year, doesn't it? If it's now, I would go where it's warm, wouldn't I?
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, would you like to go to, say, you see, at this time of year, really one of the best places for Europeans is the Canary Islands.
Yes, that's what Iris is going there.
Yes.
I bet she'll want me to come when she comes today.
I'm afraid she will. Well, I would advise against it, but there we are. I can only advise. I think you would find, amongst other things, that if you were to be, I mean, Iris, it's okay, she's a very intense person, but for a short time, yes, okay. But the moment it gets in excess of, say, one day, I think you found this when you went to see her, this is my impression. You weren't very enchanted with the experience you had on that day. Partly the travelling problems, but also partly, I think, the pressure that Iris puts upon you. Iris is a very... she's more than firm. She is... to say that she's dictatorial is hardly going too far. It's probably about right.
What?
Well, she is. And I fear that if you were to experience her as your sole companion, you would very soon find the pressure unbearable.
Yes.
Am I right?
Well, I suppose so. I would have to tell her, for instance, please do not wake me up in the morning. That's one first thing I would say.
Yes.
I want to be, when I'm on holiday, I want to be leisurely.
Yes. Yes. I don't think it would work somehow. But there we are. Anyway, have you been to Canary Island?
No.
Well, I have been. I have a limited experience of it. I've been two or three times with Fifi to various places. And it is, on the whole, I must say, it's a very... The actual landscape, I found, is not at all pretty. It's all very burnt and charred and dry and more or less... the whole thing more or less consists of clinker. You know what I mean by clinker?
Yes.
The kind of material you find in a burned-out furnace.
Yes, I know it.
Well, the whole landscape looks rather like that.
Well, it used to be a Vesuvius, wasn't there?
Well, the whole thing was volcanic, exactly.
Yeah.
However, having said that, the climate is remarkably good.
Yeah.
And it seems to me to have the advantage of relative proximity. It is further away than other holiday sea order, but nevertheless, by European standards, the distance to it is not excessively great. One enjoys much of the benefit of the warmth of Africa, but it is devoid, as far as I can make out, of many of the serious disadvantages of Africa. It doesn't appear, as far as I could see, to be affected by Muslim extremists and things of that kind, which are a very big problem in the African continent. Yeah. And it is governed from Spain and constitutes part of the Spanish territory.
Yes.
So, in effect, it's a little bit of Spain with a much warmer climate. Well, much warmer is too much said, but considerably warmer. And so you're considerably warmer in the Canary Islands than you are in Calpe.
Yes, yes.
So it's quite advantageous for the coldest months of the year. I think for the intermediate months, Spain is fine.
Yes.
But perhaps for this time of year, the islands, those Canary Islands may be better.
Yes, well, I'll see. I have to think it over. I have to wait until Bastian's administration things are done, you know.
Yes. May I suggest you ring that solicitor again and ask him when it's finishing?
John Palmer did ring him.
And what was the answer?
I don't know yet. He's going to ring him. He rang him yesterday or today, and he'll let me know.
Oh. I see.
He's very good at the John Palmer. Did all that work when we were in Bastian's flat, you know, and we changed all his, Bastian sold all his little shares and put them into a big government bond. Bastian did all that, so what the solicitor is crumpling and hiring for work, Bastian did all the work and John Palmer, the two of them.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. Perhaps the solicitor's just making himself important to make more money.
Get more money.
Could be, couldn't it?
Yeah. I remember we went there to see him, and there was Bastian kneeling on the floor with all his little papers of the shares he had. Gas, electricity, this, that, about 10. So he went to the bank and told the bank to sell all these.
Yes.
I bet he sold them at a rotten price, but still they were sold. He must have lost quite a bit of money on it, because he was adamant that they should be sold now, you see, whether the price was high or not. So he got all that money together and put it in a big government bond chair like I have.
Yes.
The government bond things. So all these 8 shares, the solicitor hasn't got to deal with. He's only got to deal with the one, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, it does. It seems that he may be making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yes, he's a nice little man, but I don't trust solicitors, you know.
Really?
No. I don't trust any solicitor. They're all out for their own benefits.
How much is he going to charge for that work?
£2,000 or £3,000.
Oh.
It's nothing. It's bugger all, my dear.
Yes.
All he has to do is he has to present it to the tax company. I think they take 40% off on tax.
Yes.
And the rest I get. And then I have to dish it out to all those people Bastian wanted me to.
Yes. Yes, I see. Well, it does sound as though he's making a big meal of it.
Of course, they always do. Some people have to wait a year.
Yes.
And mine is now 3 months, isn't it? He died on the 20th of August.
September, October, November. Well, it's now 4 months.
4 months, yes.
Yes. And I suppose that their charges increase with the bigger sums of money.
Of course it does.
I would imagine.
Of course it does. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I didn't even expect that much money to be left, you know.
Yes. But nevertheless, I mean, it would be wrong if you're done out of some of it.
My dear, if I'm done out of a few thousand even, it doesn't matter. I'm so old I don't need it, do I? I'm not destitute.
No, but still, on principle, you shouldn't be done out of it. I mean, it is not... That is dishonest dealing, isn't it?
And I want to give you the money that you can buy yourself a new under seat for your car.
That's very kind of you. That would be greatly appreciated.
But will you do this, please? Will you better start looking around?
Well, I am already looking around. I've already taken a number of different... I've had a number of people come and look at it and give me estimates for their work. And I'm trying to work out who is the best person to take to do it.
Which car is it?
Well, it's the second Volkswagen.
Yes.
The spare Volkswagen.
Is it rusty?
It has rust in the sides, which is quite normal in old Volkswagens. But, of course, it means that it's got to be put right before it can be used.
I see, yeah. It is A, illegal, and B, dangerous to use a car where there is rust in the structure.
Well, you better start doing it, my dear.
Yes.
Have it done, start doing it, because it won't be long when the money comes.
Yes. All right, well, I'll get somebody to start get going on it.
Yes, start and get more rubbish out of your garden, please. $500 if you get more rubbish out. The more you get out, the more money you get.
Well, I am little by little getting rubbish out.
Little by little, you should every month get a carload out. Why is there all that rubbish in that lovely garden? It's dreadful.
You will be pleased to hear I took a little more of the rubbish yesterday to the pit.
What did you do?
To the tip. Oh, various bits of junk that have been lying about here for some time. Things that take up space and are never going to be used.
Well, please do it. Come on.
Yes, all right, I will. Don't worry. It's all in hand.
So ugly is the things lying about. It's so ugly and so poor. As if you were so poor, you had to keep all that rubbish.
Well, you know what I am. I'm a squirrel.
Yes, but squirrel doesn't collect rubbish. He collects food, which he needs. That's what you should do. Nice things. Collect nice things.
But I collect all sorts of things that I may find useful in years to come.
But you are old now. Yeah, will be no more years to come soon.
We don't know.
Oh.
I may die tomorrow and I may die may live another 20 years.
Oh, God, then you won't be able to, you'll be half blind and toddling. You wouldn't be able to lift them.
Well, we don't actually know that, do we?
Oh, my God, don't talk, silly Morris. Please get shot of some. Who do you think you are? A giant or an everlasting body? Look at me. Within 1 year, I was finished.
Huh?
Within 1 year, my whole life changed. Not being able to see, to slow down, to differ about, etc. Within 1 year.
Oh, I know. It can happen very quickly, I agree.
You know it did with me. I was bouncing about lovely and suddenly, whang, finished.
Yes. It was extraordinary.
Yes. In 1 year.
Extraordinary.
Do you remember how I bounced about and my hair was thick and I was full of joy of life? It's all gone.
Oh, it's not all gone. Don't be pessimistic. You must be positive. A lot is still left in you.
I am positive, but I know what's happening.
Yes, but I mean, you still have a lot of energy left.
I don't put my hand in the sand like an ostrich. I know what's happening to me.
Yes, that's okay.
I am sliding towards my little cool grave, my dear.
Yes, that may be, but I don't think you're sliding quite as fast as you think you are.
Well, why is it that within 1 year I deteriorated to such an extent?
Don't know. I can't answer that. Probably a combination of factors. Partly stress and worry over Bastian, I think was quite an important factor, because I think he worried you enormously.
Yes.
Partly the way he behaved towards you, which was so dreadful, and that was a lasting cross you had to bear throughout all the years. And I think which probably the full effect of his horribleness only really affected you in the last year of his life. It really came to a spitzer.
Yes.
I think those were two important factors.
And then you upset me very often with your untidy and dirtiness downstairs. That upsets me too, you know.
dear. You mustn't worry about it. You, as long as you've known me, and for many years before, I've always been an untidy creature. You know it very well.
No, but not in other people's houses, my dear. You can do that in Datchet. You've got 6 rooms to do it there. And you've got 3 or 4 tents with tarpaulin. You can mess about there and be untidy. But why in my pretty room downstairs? It looks a mess.
Oh, dear.
You can't do that in other people's homes. They object to it, and I do seriously object to it.
See, the inherent squirrel and the inherent muddler is always a muddler and always a squirrel.
No, that's not true.
I think it is true. I don't think you can do much about it.
Not true.
One has compensating good characteristics in other directions, but those particular characteristics, I think, remain. I've always been a squirrel, always surrounded by bits and pieces of things.
Yes,
and it makes me tick, it really does.
Yes, but you can do that in Datchet. Why, when you come here 1 or 2 days a week, why here?
Well, I suppose wherever I go, I am what I am.
No, I don't understand that. I thought you would like to get away from your mess and go into a nice home. That's what I would have thought.
You see, if it is inherent in one's nature to be like that, then wherever one is, and for however long or short a time, one is always like that.
No, no, I'm not like that.
No, but then you see, you're a different sort of squirrel. You're also a squirrel, but a different sort of squirrel. You're a sort of tidy squirrel, and I'm an untidy squirrel.
Well, whatever it is, it worries me, and I don't like it, and it will add to my early death.
Darling, you mustn't worry about it. I'm so sorry, you really must not. Just swim over it. You're perfectly capable of swimming over it, I know you are.
I only can swing over it when periodically I can throw your bottles off the mantelpiece.
You love that, don't you?
Yes. All on the floor, everywhere.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Then I feel better.
Lovely. Well, my darling, I've got to make yet another telephone call. We'll talk again a bit later.
Now, who are you going to telephone now?
Who am I going to telephone now? I've got to telephone Switzerland about the herbal lozenges. I've got to arrange the sum of money that I have to send them. These are extremely good, uniquely good, herbal throat lozenges of a kind you cannot get in England. You can get them in Germany. Can't get them in England.
You haven't got a sore throat.
Well, I suffer quite often from sore throats.
Well, they say if you often have a sore throat, that is a sign of a cancer developing.
Well, maybe it is a cancer developing. Whatever it is, the fact is that I do suffer from sore throats. And I find these particular lozenges extremely helpful. And you cannot get them in England at all.
And don't you think you're wasting your money?
No, I don't think so at all. I think health, and therefore the right kind of medication, not chemical medication, this is herbal medication, I think is the number one allocation of expenditure priority.
Well, now what I have got is high blood pressure, diabetic, and what's the other called in the blood?
Cholesterol.
Three things. If you find any medicine for those three things, I will take less of the pills the doctor took.
I hope you'll take none of them. Well, I will look into my texts very carefully on high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And also on cholesterol.
Yes. Well, I'm cutting out all fat now. No butter, no nothing.
Yes. I think you must do.
Yes.
You really must.
I don't even like it anymore. Isn't it funny? I didn't want an egg for weeks.
Yes.
And also butter, I say to you, well, if you put cheese on it, I don't want butter. Automatically my body told me not to take any fats in. It's incredible.
Well, I must tell you something interesting. I remember that already in my youth I noted an important difference. The English, in my experience, eat butter and cheese together.
Yes.
On the continent, when cheese is eaten, butter is not taken.
Yes.
And that is a very important difference. I never understood why the English ate butter as well. I found that very peculiar.
Yes, I do too.
They do?
Not all of them, though.
Oh, a lot of them.
Yes.
And it is, of course, an excess. It's a duplication.
Yes, of course.
Because you have the fat in the cheese.
And yet they need a lot of fat in that cold, nasty climate.
Perhaps that's what it is.
Yes.
Perhaps that's it.
You see, always damp and so.
Yes.
Not enough sun.
Yes.
Goodbye, darling.
Alles Gute. Tschüss.
Robot assassin. somebody does say. Oído soy. Yo bada bada roi.
Je trace un trait très long sur un autre trait. Tout l'après-midi, je trace 96 traits sur la même ligne. Quoi, un tube au néon? Cette voix, je la connais. Je la déteste. Je retrace un trait. J'anéantis ma réussite. Sortant de sa voiture, elle tentait de banaliser l'art. Elle venait d'acheter un néon pour sa salle de bain. Je la contredisais systématiquement. Qui perd, gagne.
So, and she stood there. Said she get you. She looked down on those heavy fields of summer. The rain of October.
Quand elle changea le néon.
The road through the tree.
Le tube grilla.
And these dreams of you are as lost as my list of love.
Ce trait au crayon de couleur sur un papier craft. Ruina absolument tout. Tout? Oui, tout. La jeunesse passée. Ironie de ce que je ne peux trouver. Le temps.
Wake up.
Qui est un parapluie fermé.
In the sunlight. Easy. As it always. No more fun. The dogs farm a parking. Wherever you go, your steps like the footprint of you to her knees in snow.
Qu'elle était noire, qu'elle était ta mère. tout est foutu. Adieu, adieu. Les néons fleurent dans un coin de la pièce.
It's the best our world. Best of. It's the best of. Sonne. Tu ne décroches pas? Pas de lumière dans la salle de bain. Impossible de trouver un cachet pour son mal de tête. Toi qui aimes être obscur. Très drôle. Toi qui aimes être obscur. L'espace. Elle en sort. Elle en sort de l'espace. Je range les crayons. Qui allume une bougie. Attention. Attention. Tu vas flamber. Tu es un ange. Ta logique sentimentale. Que je m'ennuie avec tout le monde.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.